Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you doing?
Why y'all got the camera on me, man?
How'd you get that Zoom? I don't have that Zoom.
Hey, are y'all there?
Yeah, you got us? Where are you?
What do you mean, where am I? I'm in Germany. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
man.
My God. That's right. Oh, my God.
I'm in Germany, and I'm going out of my damn mind. Let me tell you what I did, right? I debunked the theory, right? I got in yesterday at 10 a.m., about 11:30. I said, man, I've worked too hard. I'm tired. You know how they say, don't go to sleep. Ride it out. Just stay up all night and then go to sleep at night. I said, man, I don't need that. As hard as I work, I'm tired. I didn't go to sleep. I went to sleep at 11. Woke up at 7. Went to the soccer game. Did some interviews at the soccer game. You know, the soccer team has won 10 straight championships. We'll get to that in a minute. I wouldn't even allow them to announce that I won 3 Super Bowls. Don't say that here. They won 10 in a row. Don't even mention my little 3. So, you know, I did the interview, right? And then we go, I get some dinner. I get back. I'm like, man, I'll be able to go to sleep. Dude, at about 9 o'clock this morning, I wanted to blow my brains out. I couldn't go to sleep. I was so upset. I didn't know what to do, man. I had nobody to call. I wanted to call somebody to wake them up. Oh, my God. I finally fell asleep around 11:30 this morning, 12 o'clock. I said, oh my God. And I just kind of got up.
Well, he's sticking with the schedule in Germany.
I was supposed to go do TA at 3:30. And some reason, my body woke up at 3:30. It kind of said, I think you're going to miss TV today.
What is on your tourist checklist to do out there?
Hey, I just wanted to go and see, just go around and see things. You know, I didn't really do it yesterday. And I try to get up now and try to get back on a cycle some kind of way.
Yeah.
But I just want to go around and see things, man, as much as I can. But it's been so interesting, man. That soccer game was incredible last night. I mean, those people are serious now.
Yeah.
And they got a whole session. They got a whole session where it's standing room only, and they kind of just let everybody go at it. And they got people got flags, waving flags. I said, oh my God, I could imagine having that in the NFL, you know. They got flags waving, and nobody's fighting. Like, get that flag up my face. I can't see the fight. I can't see it. You don't get any of that. They're just all rabid fans, man. And that's where we'll have the game on Sunday. But so I'm looking forward to that.
Michael, where do you think things stand with the Cowboys and your guy, Odell Beckham?
Boy, you know, I'm feeling like Nance over here. I'm trying to ask the phone.
No, don't be like Nance. We canceled him.
Stop it. Don't say that.
Now, here's what I love.
Hey, and watch where you're moving that camera. I don't know if you're naked in that bed. I have no idea what's going on. Keep that thing high. Okay, keep that high. We don't need to see that part of Michael.
All right, listen, man. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, dog. Listen, I just got up. It's so funny. But let me tell you, and you guys always, Odell is built to be in Dallas. He's been wanting to play in Dallas for a long time. So So I believe if anybody asks me that we do have the upper hand right now. If the Rams aren't doing, you know, he's not going back to the Rams with the way they look right now. And where he's not going to Green Bay with the way they look right now. And so it'll definitely be Dallas. I think he'll have that opportunity. And now here comes the thing. You know, I wonder what that number is and where that is, because they'll have other opportunities. Jerry just has to get in and get it done. And the good thing, you're not giving up any compensation. You're not giving up, you know, any draft picks or anything. So it would be a great get if he can get Odell. Odell always, I don't care. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But Odell would love, I believe. You never heard this from him. He would love to play for that. Yeah, I shouldn't say I never heard that from him. Let me just stay with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't want to have to answer that to God, because I don't want to have to answer no lies. I done put enough things out to get an answer for. I'm trying to hold back on those. So you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I know he would love to play for the Cowboys. But I do believe the Cowboys will have it up for him if they go after strong enough in the right way.
Michael, how concerning would the health be coming back off this injury and what he could give you for the remainder of this year?
Listen, we ain't worried about what he gives us for the remainder of this year. We know we can get through the remainder of this year. Green Bay, you look at the schedule, we can get through the remainder of this year. We need him back getting ready the remainder of this year for the playoffs. Don't come in here with all of that like we need this dude to go and catch a million catches and all that. Let's just work them in. Work them in and get them ready for the playoffs. That's what you do. That's what the Rams did last year. And then, you know, he went when he got in there, he was the best player on the team in that playoffs. And was ready to be the best player on that team in the Super Bowl.
But you think he could be that final missing over the top piece?
Well, over the top is the word. I think Dallas is still good as is, but over the top would be what we're looking to do right here, especially with the way San Fran's going to come now with Christian McCaffrey and the way Philly is playing right now. You would want to get that over the top piece.
When do wide receivers in general lose a step? You know, because he is 30 now with two injuries to that knee. You know, like I know everybody's different, but like, is there like a kind of a time that you remember where you're still fast, but you ain't quick anymore?
Yeah. Well, actually now, you know, my first knee surgery, I came back, I thought I was faster. I had, man, overtrained that knee mm-hmm. that knee. Cause you gotta get it right in your own head. So you gotta overtrain. And when you go into the game, you gotta see this is the strongest thing on my body. I told you guys, I couldn't believe it. Cause remember I didn't come right back on my knee surgery. And then we got Mike Worsett. And Mike Worsett was selling me because he saw I was mentally beat. So he's sitting down talking to me. He's like, you know, Mike, it takes six joints. It requires six joints to run. He wrote them all down. You know, two hips, two knees, two ankles, and all that. He said, you got five of them working perfectly. Two hips, two ankles, and one knee. He said, one that's off, and we're going to strengthen that. He said, if it's six components and you only got one, how is it that this should be a problem? This is easy. We can strengthen this one component, master five, we're good. And I was like, man, that makes sense, man. This dude's scientific about it, man. And I asked Clay, I said, Coach, where'd you get all of that, man? How'd you break it down? He said, man, that was just bull I was giving you. You need to believe it or something. So what are you talking about? He said, I've never broken it down like that. I just had to come up with something because I see you a lot. I said, I can't believe I bought that junk, man. I bought that because that's, you know, I needed that hook. Oh, they all find a hook and come through it. It's a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know what it's like going through two of them because that would have ran me crazy. But when I chat with him, he seems in great spirits. And I'm telling you, just like he hit the other day when he tweeted out, you know, a lot of my family's down that way on my dad's side. Oh, yeah, no, he knows he's dropping. some what they call bird feed.
Is that what that is?
And us birds gonna eat it up. And we gonna eat it up. Yep. That's what us birds did out there too. That's what we did.
Mike, what do you think about the criticism, the notion that Stephen Jones is too conservative to make a signing like this?
This is where Jerry would step in and say something here.
Yeah.
In some kind of way. You know, this is where you got to hold on and pull aside and talk to the guys like Michael Parsons and in a CD Lamb, you know, just like Jerry talked to me and all us guys about bringing Deion in. You know, you got to have those conversations. Mm. And I think Parsons already said it when he put it out yesterday, where he is with you, you know, because you got to be about just wanting, hey, man, I want to do anything to get to a damn Super Bowl. That's what I want to do. I want to get, and when we were talking about bringing in Deion, it was like, we want to do anything to stay in the Super Bowl. If we were willing to do anything to stay in the Super Bowl, you certainly should be willing to do what you need to do to get in a Super Bowl. So, you know, that just, you got to talk to those guys, but that kind of talent, that kind of personality, to bring in that kind of talent, that kind of personality, but I don't see where that would be an issue.
Michael Irvin here on The Fan. Are the Green Bay Packers done?
Yeah. Yeah. I hate saying yes, but I told you I got enough stuff to answer for up there. I don't want to say it, and then the players think, oh, this is the easy week. Because Aaron Rodgers would love to steal back all his glory with this one story. If he can win this game, somehow, some way, he gets his power back. Because he always beat the Cowboys. I know the Cowboys, y'all know how many times we knocked them off on the way going to get our Super Bowl. So the Cowboys have to be ready to go down and crush them. I mean crush them. But they're going to play their best football game that they played all year long this weekend against the Cowboys.
Last one, and then we'll let you get back to your soccer matches and everything. Jimmy Johnson is going to join us tomorrow at 7:20. Have you tried to what is the reality of him and Jerry's relationship? And have you tried to get Jerry to put him into the Ring of Honor? Why is Jimmy not in this thing? I think it's a joke.
Yeah. You know, Sean, there's some things, so sometimes, some areas that you just kind of let grown men work out.
Mm.
You let them work those out. You don't know the depth of those areas. Hey, their situation go way back to, I guess, you know.
College, man.
College days and all of that stuff, you know. So, I kind of let that one work its way out. You know, I stay cool with Jimmy, I love Jimmy, talk to Jimmy all the time, of course, and I talk with Jerry, but rarely talk to each of them about any of them, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just kind of let that one, that work its way out. But he certainly belongs in the Ring of Honor.
I haven't seen you out there on Jimmy's fishing boat. You're not interested in getting out there on the water?
Oh, I've been to an event, and I've gone fishing one time. But the one time was all it took to say, oh, no, we ain't doing this again.
No. Hey, ain't enough action for Michael Irvin.
I've been out there, you know, in the Keys, and it was all fine, man. We went out in that boat, and that boat was rocking around. Everybody drinking, and I was feeling woozy, and everybody having a good time fishing. And I was like, man, hey, this ain't me. This ain't me right
now. This ain't
me. You know, Deion used to try to get me. We used to go out fishing with Deion, but in his little pond, at least I didn't get as sick and wasn't as many waves. You know, Deion and I used to be out there in the pond, and we compete fishing, and that was fun because, you know, I was spending time with my boy Deion. I love him, and we were having fun like that, and, you know, trying to outfish everyone. But, man, when we were out there with Coach in that real water and that boat going up and down like that, I was like, man, how y'all call this fun? Man, I'm about to throw up.
Major props for keeping the appointment from Germany, and thank you for the camera angle staying up. Yeah. I hope that's the only thing
that's
up.
The only thing that's up.
Thank you, Mike. Thank all you, right, Mike. Man. Have a great trip, y'all, man. Stay all safe. Right,
buddy, I'll see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.